The Current Thrive Podcast, Episode 22. Social Media. How to Spend Less Time and Gain More Results. Just give yourself permission to not be everything. To not be available all the time on all social media. It's nigh impossible for somebody to do that, especially if you're a one-person show and you don't have anyone helping you. I'm Jess Van Den, and this is the Create and Thrive Podcast. A former school teacher, I turned my handmade hobby into a thriving business, and I also teach other creatives how to do the same. My goal is to help you learn how to turn your creative hobby into a thriving, profitable business. So let's get learning. Hey Thrivers, Jess here. Welcome to the show. I am still in Southampton this week, still in the UK, although we only have just over a week to go till we go home again. I can't quite believe the time has gone, but it has. We've been lucky enough in the last few days to have some beautiful sunshine, which I have been so excited about because I've really been missing the sun. We went down to Bournemouth yesterday, which is by the seaside, and Nick and I jumped off the tower at the end of the pier. It's not quite as scary as it sounds. We were on zip lines. Nick's parents bought him and me that little treat as part of his 40th birthday present. So that was good fun. I've ziplined before, but not from anywhere quite so high. That first little moment where you jump off is quite terrifying, but then it just gets fun. So if you've never done it, I highly recommend it. It's great. I've also ziplined in the Daintree. If you ever go to the Daintree, there's an amazing zipline up in the rainforest that goes through lots of different parts of the forest. It's fantastic. I can't remember the name of it, but I would highly recommend that. Anyway, enough about that. Today I'm going to be talking with you about social media. Oh, wait, before I do that, I just remembered. In case you haven't seen on the blog or via email, the lovely, fantastic, and amazing Kath, my right-hand gal, is leaving me for other work. She actually works at a community and refugee support centre in Brisbane because she is a wonderful, caring human being. And since they realised how awesome she is, they keep giving her more and more hours, and she's had to step back from her role with me so she can do that important work. So I'm very sad that she's leaving me. However, that does mean I'm looking for a new assistant. Yes, I need a new right-hand gal or guy who can help me run Create and Thrive and support the Create and Thrive and Thriver Circle community. It's a freelance paid position between 5 and 10 hours a week. You do have repeated tasks on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis, and there's additional tasks that pop up every now and again. So if you're enthusiastic, you love to help people, you're tech savvy, and you love to learn new things and research and reach out to people, if that sounds like you, I want you to apply for the position. So just head on over to createandthrive.com/apply for all of the details. Applications do close September 14th, so don't hesitate if you do want a chance to work with me and that sounds like a job that's up your alley. I'd love to hear from you. All right, so let's get on with today. Now, social media. There's so much we can say and talk about when it comes to social media. And what I wanted to focus on today is a little bit of freshening up and a little bit of focusing. So actually, you looking at your social media and consolidating and focusing what you're doing with your social media marketing. You're probably at the stage of your business where you've tried a lot of different social media. You might have tried Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, there's Google+, Tumblr, Instagram. Nowadays there's this new one called Periscope, which I haven't had a go at yet. I really probably should have a look at that. But there's lots and lots and lots of social media out there. And the temptation when you're starting out is to try to do it all and try to get on all of the social media and try to do everything at once. And of course, you end up getting overwhelmed and frustrated and feeling like you're not making any progress or gaining any traction with any of them because you're spreading yourself too thin. Now, I'm a huge advocate of claiming your business name or your name, whatever, on social media. So, you know, whatever social media is out there that people are using, do create an account and do claim your business name. if for no other reason, so nobody else can do it and so you own it. Okay, so that's a really good thing to do. So do that. However, chances are you're not going to be able to be interactive and active on all of those social media. Honestly, you're probably only going to be really effective on one or two of them. And the rest of them will just have to kind of sit there and do their own thing. You can link social media together. So for example, you could post Instagram and you can have that post through to your Facebook page and your Twitter. So that's one way of, you know, hitting a couple of social media at the same time. You can also upload that same pin to that same image to Pinterest. So, you know, that's an example of how you can use one piece of content across many different social media. However, you're probably not going to be present and engaged on all of those social media, and that's okay. Just give yourself permission to not be everything, to not be available all the time on all social media. It's nigh impossible for somebody to do that, especially if you're a one-person show and you don't have anyone helping you. So let me tell you that now. Don't try to be active and present and engaged on five different social media. You'll never have any time to do any other work because social media moves so quickly and it's, you know, so changeable that you can never keep up. All right, just remember that. You can never keep up with all of them. You know, you can never keep up with seeing all of the posts on Facebook or all the pins people are sharing or all the Instagram posts. It's impossible. Just do what you can do and, you know, be happy that you're doing enough. And that's what we're going to be talking a little bit about today is, you know, how to know that you're doing everything you can. So the questions I'm asking you today are you focusing on the right social media? And if so, are you using those social media strategically? So the first thing I want you to think about is freshening up your social media. A lot of the times we'll create our profiles and things like that, and we'll just kind of forget about them. It's really important to keep that information up to date and fresh. So look at the social media that you are active on. When's the last time you updated your avatar, your bio, your links, and things like that? Even if you're not active across all the social media, you should aim to have a consistent brand message across all of them. So try to have the same avatar across all of the social media. Try to have the same or a similar bio and make sure your links are relevant and updated. Okay, so even though I'm encouraging you in this podcast to actually cut back on your social media usage if you're doing too much, but you should definitely have everything looking professional and have everything looking the same as much as you possibly can so that, you know, no matter when somebody goes to a particular social media to search for you, they'll find you. And you can even say, like, for example, if you're not active on Twitter, you can even put in your bio, you know, contact me via Facebook or Instagram, or I'm active on these other social media. Make it easy for people to find you where you are and where you're active. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. It helps people find you and connect with you and contact you. Okay, so what I really want you to do today is actually focus on one or two of your core social media. So have a look at what you're doing now. Have a look at what's working for you. So what do you enjoy? What do you find easy to do? What do your customers relate to and resonate with? So those are the things you need to look at. So where do your customers hang out? Are your customers going to be hanging out on Tumblr? If that's the case, that's where you should be if you enjoy it and you can get your head around doing it regularly. Are your customers on Facebook? If so, again, that's where you should be putting your effort and working hard on. Now, you know, it is really hard to keep all those updated, but what I want you to do is actually think about setting goals as well, all right? Now, so once you've chosen this one or two social media that you really want to work on, I suggest that you stick to those for a period of time. So maybe, you know, 3 to 4 months, you say, okay, I'm really going to focus on this one social media. I'm going to learn everything I can about it. I'm going to experiment with it. I'm going to really commit myself to being consistent and regular and interacting on this social media. I'm not going to worry about the other ones. They'll still be there when I'm done. But, you know, trying to actually focus and learn and grow this one account, because, you know, giving it a couple of months is enough time to actually gain some traction with your social media account. A lot of people, why they end up getting frustrated or giving up with social media is because when they're spreading themselves too thin, that, you know, you're not really getting a consistent active presence on any of them. You're just kind of haphazardly posting to random social media, and so you never actually gain, you know, start growing followers and gaining traction. So as long as you don't completely disappear from those other social media, and if, you know, if you can push things through for Facebook or Twitter, so there's still updates happening there, and maybe jump on Pinterest every so often and pin a couple of things. You know, you don't have to completely ignore the other ones, but don't make them your focus. Pick one or two to really focus on. Okay, so the things you really want to focus on are: number one, is it relevant to your business? So, for example, if you make knitting patterns, you might really want to go have a go at Ravelry. The second thing is you should actually enjoy using it. Really, social media should be fun. It evolved to just be something fun, and, you know, it really should be something you enjoy. If you really hate it, you're never really going to get into it, and people will feel that, okay? The third thing, do you find it easy to use? Does it feel intuitive to you? Is it something you can easily fit into your day, okay? And you're interested to find out more about it. And obviously, once, you know, if you're naturally enjoying something, you want to find out more about it, okay? So that should be a sign. You know, if you really, really, really dig Pinterest and you kind of really spend a lot of time on there and you love pinning stuff and looking at other people's pins, it's going to be, you know, you're going to enjoy finding out more and learning more about it, okay? So think about the ones you already use and the ones you've heard of that you're interested in trying, and which of those fit those criteria. All right. So is there a new one you want to experiment with, or is there a current or old social media that you actually want to revitalize? So once you've chosen the social media that you really want to focus on, the next step is to set a goal. All right. So goals help us aim for something. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to set some sort of concrete goal. There should be a purpose to what you're trying to do, you know. Of course, the ultimate goal is to get more sales. Yes. Of course, but there are a lot of other goals you can aim for on the road to that. Here's some examples for you. You might say, my goal is to gain 200 new followers on Instagram in the next 3 months. Or my goal would be to collaborate with 3 other makers and have collaborative giveaways on Instagram in the next 3 months. Okay, I might choose to try to get followed by and actually set up, you know, choose tastemakers or media. You know, you might make your goal to get followed by Etsy. Okay, well, how can you make that happen? What hashtags do you need to use? What sort of images are you going to need to be sharing? You might want to use a particular social media to showcase the process of making and launching a new collection. So it could be your goal that you're going to experiment with this, you know, say it's Facebook, to launch a new product line or collection and work out the best way to do that. So remember to make your goals SMART goals. SMART goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. I'll repeat that. SMART goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So you're going to choose something specific. You're going to pick a number or some sort of outcome that's measurable. You're also going to pick something that's achievable. So you're not going to go way crazy and pick a goal that just is never going to happen. You want something you can actually achieve and feel good about achieving. Now, that said, there's no reason why you can't set a stretch goal. So your regular goal will be something that's you can think is very achievable in that time frame. A stretch goal is something that's just a little bit beyond what you think is you know, reasonably achievable. And then if you reach that stretch goal, fantastic. That's, you know, even more exciting. Relevant, obviously, you know, depending on what you're trying to achieve with this social media, you want to make sure the goal you're setting is relevant to that. And time bound, well, we've talked about that already. You want to set it, you know, pick a time, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, whatever works for your particular goal. That's really the key. Okay, so you've chosen your social media, and you've set a goal for the next however many weeks or months. The next step is to set a schedule. Now, this is perhaps the most important step. You want to set a schedule for using your social media, and you want to stick to it. Okay, social media really only works for you when you work at it consistently. All right, social media works for you when you work at it consistently. So, in an ideal world, you want to be posting at minimum once every day. Okay, so this will vary on what social media you're using. But the key word here is to be present. You want to build a presence and a reputation on that particular social media. You want people to know you and expect to see you there and get used to your presence. All right. So here are some suggestions for posting frequency. Instagram. You could post 2 to 4 times a day and comment on 5 other people's posts per day. Facebook. Post 2 times a day and interact in 3 groups or pages per day. Pinterest. You could pin stuff for 10 minutes every morning and evening, including one of your own products. And Twitter. Tweet 5 times per day and reply or retweet 5 times per day. So there's just some goals for setting a schedule for getting your, you know, getting yourself out there on the social media and interacting. So whatever it is, you want to choose a posting frequency and times that work for you and your followers and make it happen. So think about what times in the day or the evening will, you know, do you have any what I call dead time, you know, waiting in line, waiting to pick your kids up from school, somewhere where you're kind of, you know, at an in-between stage, but you have enough time to do something for a few minutes. That's a really good time to do things like an Instagram post. And make sure also to think about your followers. So if you're a local business, obviously there's no point in posting stuff at midnight your time. Well, unless you're a club and you want people to be coming at midnight. But if, you know, you're a 9-to-5 brick and mortar business, you're going to want to be posting stuff during your opening hours so people will see that post and come in during your opening hours. There's no point in posting things when your customers are going to be asleep. However, if you're, you know, you're an online business, this can be a bit more tricky because you possibly have customers all over the world. And if you do, then that's okay. Just think about where most of your customers are and think about their time zone and when they're likely to be interacting with this particular social media and try to actually post at those times. Now, you want to make sure you're sticking to this schedule. So I recommend you put a reminder in your phone, have an alarm that actually reminds you to do this, because it's so easy to just let it slip by, right? You know, you say, yes, I'm gonna remember to do this every day. And then at 9 o'clock in the morning, or I'm going to put a post on Instagram every single day. And then you get to 5 in the afternoon, you're like, oh, bollocks, I forgot to put the darn Instagram post up. All right, so set an alarm. Alarms are beautiful things. Put it in your calendar. If you have Google Calendar on your phone, there's an app called Cal, C-A-L, that syncs with Google Calendar, which is I use all the time. It's brilliant. And I just put stuff in there and it brings up a little buzzy, ringy alarm thing to tell me I need to do something. It's all about using your external brain. Don't rely on the brain in your head to remember to do all this stuff. Take advantage of the external brains around you and let them help you. So put it in the calendar. And there's two ways to this next step. Okay. Depending on the social media that you're focusing on and your personality. Now, you might be the sort of person who thrives on just spontaneity. And if that's the case, I would advise that you have a selection of topics, okay, what I might call niches of topics that you can choose from whenever you want to make a post. So you might just have a big list of ideas of the types of posts you want to put on your social media, and each time when that alarm goes off every day, you'll go, oh, today I'm going to do this thing, and pull it from the post, or just do something completely different that seems relevant. All right. If it helps you to have a theme each day, you know, there's a lot of, like on Instagram, there's a lot of photo a day challenges. That's a great thing because it, you know, encourages people to post on a theme, and it helps to narrow it down so you're not stuck with choice paralysis constantly. So if that works for you, great. However, some of us get really stressed out by the thought of having to come up with something new, an idea every single day, and it will help you to actually sit down and plan ahead of time. So if that sounds like you, sit down once a week and actually plan out your social media strategy for the week ahead. Okay, literally plan exactly what you're going to be posting every single day for the next week, and then it's done, and all you actually have to do is post it. Of course, if you're doing Facebook, you can actually upload and schedule all of your posts in that time so you don't have to remember to do it every single day, which is a beautiful thing about Facebook scheduling. So if that works for you, great, that's great. You know, if it works for you to sit down and create all the images and everything you're going to need for your week of Instagram posts, do it. Okay, whatever works for you. So the key here is once you've done all of this, the key is to stick to it and commit to it and learn all you can about it to chase that goal down. Now, what I want you to also remember is that marketing is a constant experiment, all right? You never finished, you never got it all figured out, and that's okay. I think that's part of the fun. That's what keeps business interesting, is that you have never got it all figured out, and there's always new things to try. So throw yourself into this one. Challenge yourself to see what you can make happen in the time frame you've set yourself, and who knows what might happen. Now, the beauty of this, of course, is by setting that time frame and that goal, is you overcome a huge trap that a lot of us fall into, which is just using social media aimlessly and without purpose, and therefore wasting time and getting discouraged because we have a lack of results to show for it. All right. So say to yourself, all right, I'm only going to get on this social media when I have a plan, when I have something to do. My alarm goes off, that's when I'm going to get on and do my post, and then I'm going to put it aside and know that I've done what I need to do on social media for the day, and that's okay, you know. So in the meantime, don't stress about those other social media channels, you know, pop in there occasionally if you feel you need to keep things, you know, keep your eye on things and see what's going on, but they aren't your focus. You focus on the one that you've chosen. Okay, well, I'd love to hear how this goes for you. Let me know which social media you have decided to focus on and what your plan is. If you want to share it with us, remember, use the hashtag CTPodcast on your post so I can check out and see what you've been up to and what your plans are to spruce up and focus your social media marketing strategy. Remember, if you're interested in becoming my right-hand guy or gal, head on over to createandthrive.com/apply to get your application in for that job. I'd love to hear from you. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. I'd love to hear what you think of it. You can leave a review on iTunes, or you can just leave a comment on the blog. That would be wonderful. Or send me an email, whatever. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you think of the podcasts and if they're helping you. And I hope they are. That's why I'm here. Thanks so much for listening, Thrivers. I'm Jess Van Den. This has been the Create and Thrive podcast. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.